Hey.
Hey.
Oh, man. Ooh. It's the rain is making it muggy. Rain down on me. Mm. It's too damn, it's too soon in the episode to start hitting with the vocals.
I know, I'm sorry.
La, 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 glory. Y'all don't know these vocals. Is.
What you know about this?
I'm warm right now. Shit, you know? You want to know the trivia for this week?
Yeah.
There is no trivia this week. Because why? I have one better for you all.
Okay.
We have a dope interview.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a very important figure here in Chicago food history.
Yes.
And we're going to play that for you in place of our trivia because he's got a very dope story to tell. So I'm excited for you all to hear that. But let's get started with the episode, y'all. 77 Flavors of Chicago right now.
This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago. So I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast.
Yay! Yay! Hey. I mean, hey! What the hell?
You silly goose.
Yay! We're back.
I have two thoughts.
Mm-hmm. What's one?
We're back at burning gas money prices.
Oh, boy. High five. We are. Y'all. Okay.
I mean, we're not all the way back.
We're not, but we weathered that storm a little bit. Yeah.
damn, I had a second thing.
And shit, the first one was
I was going to say, I feel like I'm an iced coffee girly, okay? I love iced coffee.
Yeah.
Pump that into my veins.
Okay.
But I feel like the placebo doesn't hit as well
as regular
with
coffee.
Iced coffee as hot coffee. When I smell the hot coffee, I'm like, I'm awake.
Yeah.
Immediately. My brain's like, you got this.
You're right about that because, like, I take, I drink coffee just for the headache.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which most people do, you know, right? Just to wake up, right?
I don't know if the headache.
Okay. Maybe that's just the me thing.
No. It's definitely a thing. Caffeine does help with headaches.
Yeah.
If you do have a slight headache and you haven't had coffee, drink a little bit of coffee. It helps with that.
Hangovers too.
Yeah. My mom takes like cups of Turkish coffee when she hates that I call it Turkish coffee.
What is
Arabic
it?
Coffee.
Oh, Arabic. Okay.
I'm
about to.
She's like, it's not Turkish. I'm like, I don't.
Your mom was like serving that up when she was here.
Man. She loves that shit.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, we all do.
It was good.
And that you'll see.
It's good. It's good.
But
I take the coffee, and you're right.
Hot coffee just is different in terms of the placebo.
Yeah, and I didn't even drink hot coffee before you.
Yeah, that was one of your red flags that we had.
No, that's not a red flag, y'all. There's a lot of people that
paint over real quick.
There's a lot of people that don't drink coffee.
Nope.
I don't.
They all got red flags. What do you mean? It's not a defense.
Man, I put so much sugar and cream in there, it'd be ice cream.
That's true. It's like chocolate milk.
Yeah, right. I'd be drinking chocolate milk. Nah, I can't drink chocolate milk. Chocolate milk,
really?
Boy. Chocolate milk. Tear your boy up.
I mean, same. But also, I haven't had chocolate milk in maybe like 2 decades, but
it's different. I don't know.
But coffee. Chocolate milk is literally, that's probably the first thing that I discovered. Maybe my body doesn't digest lactose that well.
Yeah, because it just.
Because that shit just runs through you.
Literally. Oh, okay.
Chocolate milk is where it's at.
Sorry for talking poop talk. talking shit.
I hope you're listening to this early Monday morning while you're making your coffee.
Hey, look. That, every time we go on these tangents, I just be thankful that y'all still rock with
but
us.
How good would it be if someone is listening to this right now while they're making their coffee?
Yeah,
or
they,
drinking their
and
coffee.
And then they put it down. They'd be like, you know what? This is not
Never
for
mind.
Me today.
I don't even need this.
It's not for me. You know, thank y'all for listening to... the best podcast.
Hey, the best.
Hey, shout out to our Canadian listeners, man. Y'all, we done popped up on the charts in Canada.
And not just any place in the charts.
Yeah, yeah, we're up there.
We're top 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Canada. Okay.
In Canada.
Top 40.
Oh, top, yeah, top,
top 40. 40 in Canada. Shit. So thank you to all our Canadian listeners who's wondering about why Chicago is the best city
in the world.
Greatest city in the world. Yeah, in case y'all want to know, this is why. We are why. Nah, just playing.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, thank y'all. So your week, how was it?
It was good. Yeah. I can't remember what
I know. Shit. If you follow our Instagram, man, y'all know our week. I'll tell you this. I got so confused this week. I didn't know what day was what.
Yeah.
At one point, I was just like, I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we had like 3 days of like 3 hour meetings in a row.
Right. And just I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Also, like other meetings.
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? So
just a bit much.
Yeah.
If you ask me,
I'll tell you this. I like the weather change though. It's a little cooler.
Here's the thing. If you're one of those people that says summer is over, I can't fucking stand you. You know why? Because my birthday is next week, okay? And my birthday is during the summer. I refuse.
No, your birthday is this week.
Yeah, this week. Whatever.
In a few days.
I've always considered my birthday to be a summer birthday. So don't take that shit away from me. Yeah, it is still summer.
Fully summer too.
Fully summer.
Yeah, fully summer.
All right, don't do me. Okay. We're not about that. All right.
She said, let the summer baby shine.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want to hear
what are you, Leo, Libra? What is
Libra?
I don't know what the hell.
Leo, yeah,
y'all know how I feel about these damn signs.
Yeah, too emotional, because like Cancer, that's how you feel.
Wow. Hey, y'all Leos can kiss my... No, I'm just playing. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Wow.
I'm just playing, y'all
if
Leos.
There's a sign you don't want to...
Ain't nobody afraid of no damn Leos.
Okay. All right, cut this camera.
Leos, ain't nobody afraid of y'all. Rawr, y'all ass.
You're literally like...
I love it.
The thing is what you're saying is like literally not going in my brain. Like, I'm not even hearing it. That's how irrelevant it is right now. Okay,
Leos.
If there's one sign that you don't want to scratch their ego.
Y'all act like y'all the beehive or something. And the beehive ain't shit.
Oh, my God. Let's move on. Let's move on from this conversation. What's wrong with you today? You had some
I chose
milk.
A lot of violent.
Yeah. Is it because you can't have chocolate milk?
Wow.
Or root beer?
Don't come in my stomach. Hey, old root beer, you going to tell the people about the root beer? Hold on. Y'all let me. That's TMI.
That's Dario's
root beer.
Kryptonite.
Root beer? If you want to see your boy bent over.
Not in a fun way?
Not in a fun way. I'll be sitting there like, ooh.
That still could be a fun way.
No,
the sounds you're making could be confused for fun sounds.
If y'all listening to it, y'all got to watch the video for that one because it's not what you think. It's not what she portraying right now.
I'm saying.
Yeah, boy, I be clutching my stomach like I done robbed, like I'm running the football. Like that shit, your boy be hurt.
I wonder what it is. Maybe it's like it's blue five or something.
some weird shit that's in it.
It's like a yellow seven.
You know, like what am I supposed to say? What's your weakness if I was a superhero? What's your weakness? Just feed this motherfucker some root beer. Just throw some splash
damn,
of root
you
beer.
You can't have root beer floats.
Nah, man. Look.
I mean, I haven't had a root beer float in a decade, but still, I'd love the option.
If I have root beer float, your boy gonna be floating for real.
Dairy ice cream and root beer.
Ooh.
What are we, 15 minutes into this episode?
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's. I don't even know at this point. Eight. Okay. And okay. We are.
Well, on that note, if you are enjoying this episode, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all of those places. 77 Flavors Shy.
Yep.
You're on your phone right now. Don't even lie to me. Don't play me. Okay?
Right.
Just go ahead. Why not?
I mean, maybe somebody listening to this on the internet, on the computer.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing. Damn.
Because if you're listening to this on your computer, are your headphones connected to your computer?
Yeah, right. Are you tethered?
Out loud. Are you tethered?
Are you tethered? You have a cord? No, just
you have a cord.
What? Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Why are we doing this right
you
now?
You started it.
I did kick it off. Look, I hope I didn't wish nothing bad from Leos and Beehive this week.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, I told y'all about the trivia. Right? No trivia this week. And that's purposefully done.
On purpose?
On purpose. There it is.
Purposeful.
But
purposely.
So we have an interview. We did an interview. I sat down and spoke with the owner of Owl's Beef.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes. Chris. And he is very cool dude. And he told us a very almost exclusive story about how Owl's Beef got started.
Yep.
And his publicist, his rep was like, you know, she has never heard him tell this story.
Yeah.
You know? So I think y'all about to get a 77 flavor.
Exclusive.
It's a great story. Dude's a wild boy. And, you know.
He's like 87. You can't call him a wild boy.
Okay. All right. Y'all listen to this story and you be the judge. Chris with Owl's Beef right now.
So I'm with Chris Pacelli, right?
Yeah.
Pacelli, the owner of Al's Beef.
How you yes. doing? Should I get stage fright
now? Yeah, no. You've been on TV more than we anybody here in this city. Like, you've been some everywhere. Let's talk about it. You've been on Chicago PD.
This, that, and there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It's like the Italian words. Yeah, yeah. These, thems, and those.
And that's how we gonna do it. That's where you've been at, right? Don't get too much information. But you really do have a lot of accolades.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been around a while.
Yeah, you've been for a little while. How long you been around?
I'm 74, so I'm born into this.
Okay.
You know, so 74 years of L's.
74 years. And your uncle.
My uncle owner. Al.
Yeah.
Is one of the, he's the founder of beef stands.
Okay.
He didn't invent the Italian beef. My grandfather did.
Okay.
My grandfather was a street peddler.
Okay.
What he did back in the 1917 is he was a street peddler. He used to have sandwiches, like cold meat sandwiches and stuff. And he used to go to construction sites, and he would, something like the new modern Roach Coach.
Right, right. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
But in them days, they had ice, and you had whatever kind of drinks they had. Yeah. Then, who knows?
Yeah.
And he made submarine sandwiches at home, and he sell them.
Yeah.
That's what he did. So one day, he gets invited to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And in them days, they used to call them peanut weddings.
Peanut weddings?
Yeah, because nobody could afford what... Like today, you got these elaborate weddings.
Yeah.
They did it at home.
Yeah.
Now...
Perfect. This is Chicago.
I'm glad they ain't coming to get me.
Yeah, yeah, for real. I keep on going, man.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Anyway, he gets invited to this wedding, and he goes to the wedding, and in the center, they have a roast beef.
Yeah.
Then they're cutting it by with a knife.
Yeah.
And they're handing it out little by little, you know. And my grandfather starts thinking, he's a sandwich guy.
Yeah.
He's thinking, wow, what could I do? Yeah. How could I make money with this idea? Mm-hmm. So he goes home. Trial and error, who knows how long it took him. He puts this recipe together that you eat today.
Really?
Same recipe, right?
At the peanut wedding?
No, not at the wedding.
After that.
At home.
Yeah.
So I obviously wasn't born then, so I don't know what the time was.
Too much
was.
Detail, yeah.
So, but I know there's 17 different spices in this.
More than the kernel.
And then, more than the kernel, right. So, and that's including the garlic, fresh garlic. But anyway, so he does this. Yeah. Finally puts it together. Has some friends, you know, come over. And, this is good. Well, because he's a sandwich guy, how do I do this?
Yeah.
So, the next time there's a wedding or a party or something, he presents this. Mm-hmm. He says, listen, for what it costs you to feed 15 to 20 people with this roast beef, I can do 40, maybe 45.
Oh, wow.
I could, for the same cost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you get more out. Yeah.
Now you're feeding more people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the same cost. So they started hiring him. So that's what he did. So that went on for a while.
Yeah.
Then my uncle, his son, Al, my mother was... L's sister, obviously.
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
That's how that works.
That's how it goes, yeah.
That's how it goes. Usually it does. My Uncle Al hung around, and you've got to understand, the early 30s, late 20s, Al Capone's, Italian bologna, you know, that was going on in them days. He became like that. He was a gambler, thief, hustler.
Yeah, he was in that life. Yeah.
That was in that life, right. So he got caught up with some guys. They stuck up some priests because there was supposed to be a big thing going on with the take for the day.
Right.
So they stuck him up, and the priest ended up dying of a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
So they grabbed these guys, and they gave him time in jail.
Yeah.
Well, when he got out back in, like, say, 1936 or something, 37, he became a truck driver.
Yeah.
And he only knew the guys that he knew. He only knew other guys like that.
Right.
They didn't know the lawyers or the doctors. You know?
Didn't know the good people.
No. Right? So it's like today, you know. It's no different, just a different era.
Yeah.
So he started hanging with them. And then he gets involved with these bookies, guys that are making bets.
Yeah.
And they said, well, why don't we open up a joint? So my uncle came up with this idea. Why don't I open up a front for it? I'll open up a beef stand.
So this started out as a front?
As a front.
Get out of here.
Yes. So that's what you saw, them pictures of the old beef stand on the street. Inside was where the bookies were.
Oh, wow. What?
So my uncle, he still worked the truck, and they used to come, and they open up in the evening, him and my father and my mother.
Yeah.
They'd open up in the evening, and they'd sell beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fans out here. I like
guy who does work from there.
Okay, okay.
Anyway.
This is your block. I can see it. Well, there's a front going on in there.
Yeah, there you go. We're out in front.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, we
just don't tell what's going on. So that beef cooking.
Yeah, yeah. I've been back there, y'all. There's nothing but beef.
No, don't beef on me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. I'm, let me shut my mouth.
So anyway, they used to work that and started becoming popular.
Yeah.
So my uncle, you know, he's going, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm taking a chance of going back to jail because he was on parole and stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't I get rid of these guys and I'll keep this going?
Yeah.
So, ignore. It's my brother.
Yeah, yeah. He heard you telling his story.
Who knows? So anyway, he presents this to them and says, listen, why don't I buy you out?
Right.
You guys can go do this anywhere.
Right.
You know, you put a telephone anywhere.
Yeah.
So they said, yeah. So he bought them out. And that's when, but he was always a gambler. So he was always in trouble.
Yep.
So my father had to bail him out. They were going to kill him, I don't know how many times, because he never paid his debts. Right? So my father had to bail him out, and that's how they became partners.
Okay.
Okay? So on and on. Now my brother's born in 39.
Okay.
And then I got a second oldest brother. How you doing? Then I got a second oldest brother.
Yeah.
Well, his name was Doodles. He had a nickname.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, there's my Uncle Al. The nickname was Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody in this neighborhood had nicknames.
Yeah.
Italian thing. Yeah. So anyway, as they grew, they started working, helping out.
Yeah.
And then I was born in 48. Mm-hmm. So then as I got older, so by the time we had to move from Laughlin and Harrison to where we're at right now, mm-hmm. was about 1963. I was roughly about 15 years old.
Okay.
I was doing a lot of work here. Then when we had to move, my two brothers and my father came here.
Yeah.
I went with my uncle to another location, which was on Van Buren in Peoria. And I worked with him, and they worked here. And then about the late 60s, early, say the 70s, yeah. My father was getting up in age, and I came in and took over.
Okay.
For their day shift.
Yeah.
My brothers ran it at night, and then so on and so, on and then.
Y'all grew kind of quick then.
Well, it
started spreading fast.
Well, what happened is in 19 around, we had a lot of recognition.
Yeah.
But not like you get today. Like one time, I was recognized in the. Airline magazine, I think it was American Airlines.
Oh, really? Oh, that's dope.
Okay. 10 places to go in Chicago. Yeah. We were the only restaurant.
Really?
They mentioned like, what was it at the time? They didn't
have, Sears Tower?
They didn't have, the Sears Tower was made in 1970.
Yeah. Oh, so this is before that? Yeah.
Well, it, well, say it was. No, no, say the 70, because they would mention the Sears Tower, Buckingham Fountain,
yeah.
You know, places to go, you know, sites.
Yeah.
So we were the only restaurant that they mentioned. Yeah. If you come, make sure you see Hell's Beef.
Yeah.
So that started getting recognition. Then we did some stuff for Marshall Fields back then. Mm-hmm. They had us, they used to call it Rally in the Alley. And we were part of that, serve people.
Yeah.
They used to do a show, fashion shows.
Yeah, they did a lot.
Yeah.
They did a lot back then.
So we were part of that. Then around 1980, 81, that Chicago Magazine did a, well, they were doing, first they did the ribs.
Yeah.
Who had the best ribs?
Yeah, that was a big moment.
And Carson's won on that.
Yeah.
Then the second time they were going to do this was Italian Beef.
Yeah, yeah.
And we won that one. So that's when I changed the name from L's Beef to L's Number One Italian Beef.
Oh, so
we won the award for that.
And what year was that?
About 1980, 81. I got to look on the wall inside it.
That's pretty dope. That's really dope.
So, yeah.
Every time you talk.
So now that's what I said, let's change the name. Yeah. You know, we might as well capitalize
right,
on this.
Right.
So that's what we did. So from that point on, it was. But Italian Beef, the name, stands, started taking off around the 60s.
Yeah.
It was. Well, this place was called El's Barbecue because
yeah,
I told you about how we used to barbecue.
Barbecue first.
Stuff, right. Yeah. And then. The name Italian Beef got so popular, so we just utilized it.
How did it get popular?
Well, people started saying, let's go for an Italian beef sandwich. Instead of a beef sandwich, let's go for an Italian beef sandwich.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And else.
Yeah.
Because we were the ones that were known. Now, funny thing is, this whole idea with all these restaurants with Italian, I mean, these beef stands, all started because of gambling. All my uncle's friends were all gamblers. They started opening up places.
So
different areas of the city. So that's how that was created.
That's how the beef.
Now, if you think about it, Chicago's known for Chicago deep dish pizza.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Well, hot dogs were before us.
Yeah.
I'll grant them Vienna that.
Yeah, yeah.
World but fair. We were behind. We were before pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza was only popular after the Second World War.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were there before that. But so it's starting to get to get recognized as not only deep dish pizza but Italian
as
beef
a Chicago
sandwich,
staple
or a Chicago hot dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got them three items.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more. There's also Chicken Vesuvio is another Chicago dish.
Yes.
You know, Jardiniere.
Yeah, or
a Jerry Rose.
Jerry Rose. I tell y'all that story later.
But anyway. That's a Chicago item.
Yeah.
If you go outside of Chicago, they really don't know what Jardiniere is.
Yeah, no.
And Jardiniere in Italian actually means vegetables in a garden. Okay?
Interesting.
Yes, the word.
Yeah, didn't know that.
Well, a lot of people don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, the Jardiniere is a Chicago item, like I said. And we make our own, and the reason why we make our own, which I won't buy commercial, and we always made our own.
Yeah.
Well, when I was a little kid, I remember my parents, we had a bathtub. Talk about bathtub gin.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
Well, this is bathtub Jardiniere. We had an old bathtub, and we used to cut the peppers up
and put in
the oil and the peppers and the celery and let it sit in the bathtub. And then we'd scoop it out, you know, put it in buckets, right?
Holy
cow. Well, anyway, we did that at home.
Yeah, right.
Right. So you couldn't take a bath.
Yeah. No. Or you smell like...
Yeah. We're real greaseballs. Anyway, so the reason that's why we made it is because we never wanted to change the taste of our product.
Right.
That's why I won't put ketchup on the counters. I won't put anything on the counters.
Yeah.
And if someone asks us for that on their beef sandwich, there's no refunds.
Right. If you don't
you want ketchup and relish and all that, you're on your own.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no refunds here.
Yeah.
We recommend you don't. But And the reason, the other reason why we won't do that is because I get people from all over the world come here.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear about this.
And the moment they find out it's different.
Right. Now you put ketchup on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy says, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
What did I get? What did I come here for?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I had a guy from France one time said, and I talked to all my customers. Yeah. I just happened to thought he came from France.
Yeah.
And he said to me, you know, it's the first time I'm in Chicago, and I heard about this place, but I was skeptical. I said, why? He said, because in Italy, all the beef is terrible. He told me. I said, well, you're in America.
Yeah, yeah.
Different grades.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's what he told me.
Wow.
Well, I tell you. I told you.
Wild boy.
Wild boy. Mm-hmm. I told y'all.
I sang correctly.
I told y'all. That, look. I don't want to be indicted on nothing. I was just, I just report.
It's after, what is that? Like after a certain amount of time, it's, you can't be,
I don't
go
know.
To jail anymore.
I don't know the law.
Like if you committed a crime 10 years ago.
Yeah, right. It's over.
It's outside that little window.
Yeah,
it's of done. Suiness.
Yeah, you can't get them right at that point. Yeah. But it's great. Y'all look.
So if you murdered someone 10 years ago, now is the time.
You know,
to you tell
just
somebody.
It's just like a credit report. You got to wait 7 years. You know what I mean? That should drop off after a while. No, but thank you to Chris and Al's Beef.
And thanks to Lori for hooking us up.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lori. Lori is, you know, low-key one of our favorites.
Plug.
You know, Yeah. We quickly become friends with her. We're
gatekeeping Lori.
Though. Yeah, we are gatekeeping. Y'all can't have Lori. This is for real, though, love it. And Al's Beef is one of the best beef sandwiches that you can get here in Chicago. Honestly, I love the combo. You know what I mean? But like to see how...
I just feel like the combo, like as people... I've never had it. Okay?
I love combo.
And I feel like as you're eating it, your arteries are
going clogging.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Like they're just building blocks
now
to
here's,
clog the art. Like you're eating a sausage and a bunch of beef?
Why not? Here's the thing.
I just said why not.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Al's Beef, which is really cool, and kind of reiterate here. Al's Beef was Al's Barbecue at first. It was Al's Barbecue. And reason why they were called barbecue is because they still, to this day, use coals to cook the sausages. I even went back and I saw how they prepare the beef, and everything is in-house made. He won't sell it.
I mean, I would assume that.
Yeah, he won't.
Like the best.
Yes, absolutely. He won't. You know, he won't sell the stuff because.
Really?
Yeah, because he won't sell the jardiniere that he makes.
Wow.
Because.
What a gatekeeping queen.
Well, no. It's he actually got a good point.
I would too. Shit, I'd be like, no, dude, make your own little bum ass jardiniere.
Well, that's basically what he's saying because he don't want to lose integrity of what
of
it
course.
Takes. Because when you
100%
it ferments because you got to put the vinegar in there and. You can't, you know,
and also the process changes. Of like packaging and selling makes it's not gonna taste the same,
right? And so that's, I mean, y'all, if when you go to Al's Beef and you have Al's Beef, it's unique
experience.
Yeah,
you know what's funny is I knew about Al's Beef before I even moved here. That's how like well it's known it is.
Amen.
But if you've been a long time listener of this podcast,
I
don't like wet meat.
Ah,
that's what she said.
It's just not my thing.
Yeah, that's a
red
flag. That's a red ass flag.
It's just like, here's the thing. Here's my thing.
You get
one of these.
I feel
like I'm eating. I feel like I'm eating. Maybe I haven't had Al's Beef.
I don't think you have.
Because like the only time that I've had Italian beef is either it was like a catered event. Like I've never gone to a place and was like, I'm going to order an Italian beef. Blah, 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 blah. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's because.
You ain't had the real thing.
Probably not.
You ain't had.
Chris, can I come back?
Yeah, we have to come back so you can try. We're going to get Sarah. If I had to do vegan, you know, Sarah got to do Italian beef.
Damn,
and
I like it.
Ugh. Oh, you will. You will. And they have some of the best fries in Chicago. They've been awarded for it.
Wow.
So, it's called Al's Number One Beef because they won.
Wow.
So they changed the name.
Okay.
And the fries, dude's been all over the place. Got a lot of fun things in store too. He was telling me, it's not for me to say. I just know about it. But y'all, tap in, man. If you mess with Al's Beef, keep messing with Al's Beef because it's really good. And he's a fun dude. He's a very fun dude. we got some more interviews to do on that block, so stay tuned for that one.
Hey.
But you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
With what we do and how we do it.
This you is, forgot what we did.
I for sure did. Let's tap in, y'all. Let's tap in. Let's
tap,
get ready.
Tap in.
All right.
All right.
We are in community area number 52, East Side. And for those that say ain't no East Side of Chicago. East Side.
Okay. There what is this then?
There is, what is this?
What do you call this?
What do you call this? This is the East Side, the boundaries to the north, Calumet River, to the south, 116th Street, to the east, Lake Michigan and Indiana, and to the west, Calumet River again. Now, here's the crazy part about that. If you paid attention to those borders, three sides of the commune area are bordered by water.
I mean, yeah it's the east side.
Yeah, it's right. I mean, but like you got the river. So how did it get this name? Very simply, the residents chose the name because it was east of the Calumet River.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. There's originality right there. Also, fun fact, y'all. I don't know if you know this, but this is the easternmost part of the city.
I mean, yes.
Yeah. Easternmost part of the city. There you go.
Wouldn't, like, Navy Pier be more east?
That's not a community area.
Oh, that's true.
And actually, no, because I think it oh, dips in. Yeah,
like
yeah, it dips in. Yeah, so.
Oh, my God. Geez,
let me do the buttons. But that is good, too. All the new snacks. Just dipped it in. Here's the history. Here's the history. So this area was big on with Native Americans. So Native Americans lived in this area and they lived off of the land, right? So they hunted and they fished. Reason why when you think about settlements, right? You settle close to, you know, where the water is, especially right. Around those times, early 1800, early 19th century. Shit, 18th century, you know what I mean? Really, you know?
I'd say probably
even before that, you know what I mean? Like, so, actually, definitely
when,
before
like,
that.
When, Pangea split.
Well, not that far back. Not that far back.
And then the people stayed on the Americas.
Yeah, on the Americas. So this was a good, just like all travel, you know, in these times, by the water was a good place to start, you know, a settlement and things like that. This was Pottawatomie land. So, of course, you know, Chicago was built off of that, right? Mm-hmm. And the Indian chief, Ashcombe, was the main, you know, Pottawatomian. Maybe. It's all right. It's all right. I bet you don't nobody else know. I bet you don't nobody. Pottawatomian. He's the main one, right? And after the Treaty of 1833, we touched on that early in the podcast, right? When we were talking about the treaty and how Chicago was formed, right? The Treaty of 1833, he left and his daughter, Toga, sold the land east of the river, and east of the river is George Ewing. She sold it to George Ewing, and George Ewing has a street named off of him.
A long street.
A long street. It's like the main street there. So if you are in the east side, that is why that street is named Ewing, because, you know, he was sold by, directly to, you know, from the Pottawatomians. In 1838, a 15-foot stone marker was created at the state line boundary of Indiana, Illinois, if you forgot.
You're stupid.
Yeah, and it was restored in 1988. Now, we went out today, again, that little statue, right? And it's been moved a couple times, but they're redoing it again. And by redoing it, 2 weeks before we did, they repaved the area around it, and a local so happened to be out there riding the bikes, you know, along the trail.
Citizen,
and was asking me if I knew
what you're doing out here.
Yeah, no, he was asking about the statue because he didn't know it was that old, for one. Although it looks old as shit, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't know when I told him. I was like, yo, this is
an archaeologist.
Yeah, he was like, I was like, yo, it's back in 1838. He was like, oh, word. I was like, yeah. And he was like,
he did not say old word.
He did. He was definitely very old and white. So he did not say that. But he was like, do you know what they're doing? And I said, shit, I don't know.
Do you know what they're doing?
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't live out here. So fun thing is they doing it again. They changing it. You know, they are going to restore or do something. Make it like a little park area is what I think.
Yeah, I think it's like important enough that it should be a place where people can visit comfortably and not a construction site.
Yeah, yeah. And it's literally right there on the border
yeah.
of Indiana, Illinois. That
border looks nice because it's not just like there's nothing. Like yeah. there's an actual like archway that you go through yeah. and it's now you're in Indiana.
Yeah, you in Indiana. Indiana.
Indiana.
Indiana.
I'm so sorry if you're from Indiana. Like you're from... Actually, I'm really sorry if you were born there and had no choice. But if you chose to move to Indiana, you made a decision. Yeah, you were like, oh, Cook County taxes are crazy or some shit like that. Like some dumb shit like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Chicago's crime violence. I'm scared. I'm going to go next door.
Indiana.
I'm going to go to Indiana.
Where everyone owns like 75 guns.
They got sand dunes. Stop. I'm sorry. We really kind of ratchet this episode.
I don't know why I don't like Indiana. I've never gone and was like, this is fun.
Wow.
Once have I been to Indiana. I was like, this is nice. Why do people come here more often?
Like, man, I should start a life.
I should. No. Never.
Hey, this is the most.
I don't give a fuck.
This be the episode we lose people.
I don't care.
Damn. As we continue, already
got these deals.
Come on. Don't do that.
Okay, if you're from Indiana, I am sorry that you're from there. No, I'm joking. Sorry that I'm
just let it go.
Shitting on
just,
your state.
At this point, let it go. Roughly around the 1860s, Jane Pendergast. Not Pendergast. Pendergast was the first settler, right? Which he wasn't. We just said the Native Americans.
Yeah.
But we get what you're saying. He built the first house and shit like that, right?
There were houses before.
I mean, were they houses? Were they?
Where would people live?
In the area? In that area?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. I don't think so. He was first settled in 1865. There were only a few people in the area, right? So I'm sure after they pushed all the Native Americans out,
yeah.
you know, it was still nothing. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, right. It wasn't nothing there. 1870s, industrial companies start coming into the area because, you know, like any kind of port water area, you know, you had trains that kind of came through as a good area to kind of settle in, and they started buying up all the land and all the real estate.
Of course they did.
Yeah, and there's three significant kind of real estate folks, inspirations in the area. In 1873, Douglas Taylor built the village of Taylorsville, what is now Calumet Park, so where we were at, and we wanted to record. Wanted to record, but the rain rained us out. But it literally rained us out for like 15 minutes.
But we were so tight on time.
You know, and we couldn't do it. But that park, so if you go to Calumet Park in Eastside, it's that really was nice. Taylorsville. Yeah, it's very nice. It was set up like for
a softball
yeah.
square.
It was set up for square.
Half circle?
Okay. Diamond.
Oh.
Jesus.
It doesn't look like a diamond.
It top down. You gotta see it.
Top down. Who the fuck is looking at fields top down?
Everybody. I mean, people that got by the cheap seats. They always looking at shit top down. I'm sorry.
How you get so mad?
No, I mean, cause,
everybody.
Anyway, Charles Coauer built the village of Coauer. These people did not have imagination.
No, they're like, I'm naming this after me.
He built it at
Johnsville. Ooh, no.
Stop it.
That's not what I meant.
At 102nd and South Avenue H. And quick thing about the Avenue H. I forgot to talk about this in Hagwish, but you know how we told you about how the streets were letters, you know, coming from Indiana. This is the second time we've been on the border of Indiana, and you see the streets are literally Street H.
Yeah,
Street
we had to O, find an M. ATM on Street J.
Yeah, we did. We literally were like on Street J. You know what I mean? We were like
J Avenue.
You know, 106 J. that sound very scary. But on that block, at that corner, it's said to be the oldest home in the area. Yeah. Also, the old man who stopped me at the the thing, he questioned me. He said, "Do you know the oldest home in Chicago?" I said, "Yeah, I know about the Clark House, idiot." No, I didn't say that. I did. It was very nice. I said,
"You guys were cackling."
We were hee-heeing and ha-hawing. But I told him, I was like, "Yes, I do know about the Clark House." I was like, "But do you know that technically technically there's two. There's an house older that is in Chicago, but when it was annexed, it was built before it was annexed to Chicago. It was built in 1833. He was like, really? I was like, yeah. And it's the Seymour Crip House. You know what I mean? Crip, wow. Not Crip House. I'm sorry.
Your local historian, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, stop it. Your boy, you know, it is what it is. But it's up north. I know that much. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, we've been to it.
We've been to it. And you can go back and listen to it.
Yeah. What episode was that? Franklin Park?
Yeah. No. Yeah, was it? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. In the 1900s, a few decades later, Andrew Ringman and Frank Lewis developed the southern section of East Side, and there was a neighborhood around 107th Street named Goose Town, Goose Island, in the area. It was named Goose Town, you know. So Goose Town, Coldwater, and Taylorsville, yeah, all of them made up what was considered East Side at the time, you know. And then when it was annexed again, 1889 to Chicago, it was just East Side. But that's because everybody called it. So it's like they had different names for this part of town.
You know what's
No. Go ahead.
What were you now? I was gonna say, because like, it's not the East Side. It's just a neighborhood called East Side.
Yeah, it's just East Side. Yeah,
just East. Just like there's no community area called West Side.
No,
it's just
West just East Side. Side. It's just on the West Side.
On the West Side.
But this is. East Side
is the name.
Community area. Yeah, East Side.
But there is no actual East Side.
No, it's not.
It's the lake.
Right. late 1800s, this was populated by Germans, Croatians, Swedes, Slovakians, and Serbians. Pretty much like everywhere in Chicago. The area was great for steel and work plants. So a lot of folks worked out there. And we talked about this, Hegwisch. We talked about this in South Deering. A lot of iron, a lot of steel work in there. Ford had a plant down there. A lot of agricultural stuff was built down there. Y'all remember. So that's what this area was good for, right? And everybody down there pretty much had a job there. And that helped out the community area. In 19, something significant, and normally I don't, you know, we do talk about like the big violence and the massacres and stuff like this. This is a big one. In 1937, the Memorial Day massacre happened.
Oh.
And I'm sure a lot of people, you know, if you're a Chicagoan, you probably know about this. You maybe not know in detail, but a refresher for those and something new for those that don't know. It was between the steel workers organizing committee, so the SWOC, against the Republic Steel Workers. And what it was there was a company, and I didn't write it down, but there was a company that kind of was big, doing their own thing. They formed with the Republic Steel Workers, and basically the SWOC wanted to be unionized, right? They wanted unionization, right? And we know about how unions are a hot thing now. You know, it's a new thing. Pullman, especially in that area, is very close by. They started unions. So decades later, you know, half a century later, they wanted, of course, their share. They wanted to be compensated for the work that they're doing. Well, it didn't go well. So the SWOC planned, you know, a march to kind of fight for their rights and their workers' rights and things. So they marched to the Republic Steelworkers, and they were cut off by a gate, right? They were cut off by a gate, and police were there. And what happened was the police opened fire on the workers.
Wow.
Yeah, they opened fire on the workers, and
they were just like peacefully marching.
Yeah, and 50 people were shot.
Damn.
100 were beaten with clubs, and they killed 10 people. So that's known as the Memorial Day Massacre. And of course, eventually, here's the you know, sad part. The SWOC, they got their wish to become unionized, right? And they changed to the United Steelworkers of America. That's a big thing. In 1942 is when they you know, kind of got what they want, what they were asking for. But unfortunate events, you know what I mean? It's crazy how every part of town has something going on. You know, has something going on.
Yeah.
Something else that they had going on as we continue here, we talk about the demographics, because this area, like I mentioned, was very white, right? But now it is predominantly Hispanic, and you can see it. I mean, it's pretty much a Hispanic town. It's almost not 50-50, but it's predominantly Hispanic, but still a lot of white out there,
yeah.
Right? I did mention black, right? I didn't mention right. blacks. That's because we are not out there. And this was one of the, we're out there, but it's, we're not. You know what I mean? Like, not that's, yeah. we're not it's significant dominant. Population. Yeah. And that's because this area was also a part of the race riots. So when blacks wanted to move into the area,
yeah.
they did what they did to most of the other communities. They kept black people out. This one, they just got violent. You know, they just said, hey, look, we just gonna fight. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. and so that's what happened. Just like the other South and Southwest communities, they just joined in the race riots with, you know, the against the blacks. So that's why we're not out here. But this is very, it's very Hispanic and white. I would say it's definitely way more Hispanic than white nowadays. A lot of churches out there, kind of like all of Chicago, because like churches in Chicago were in churches in Chicago are a form of this is where our people go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so that's kind of used, whether that's good or bad. You know what I mean? Like, because it kind of helps with the segregation, but it also helps with people to kind of feeling comfortable. Excuse me.
Take a shot, y'all. Now you're burped.
Why do I say excuse me in the mic? I could know. Just fake it out and yeah, just
no one would have heard.
You that. Know, in post I could edit that, but I don't do it because this is authentic podcast.
Hey,
hey, hey. You know, yeah. But yeah. So anyway, that's the story of East Side, and y'all tell us what you think. What you think about East Side?
It's all right. I'm just joking.
You said it's mid.
They don't have enough. They don't have enough ATMs, in my opinion.
You know, they but don't.
Their beach looks really nice. Their parks. There's a lot of greenery. A lot of parks.
Calumet.
Yeah. It's really like. I mean, we just got our food, which we'll talk about in a second, and we just sat in the park and we ate, and it was like the lake is right there. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was. And on that note, we. Are going to talk about, we're going to take a break and we're going to talk about the food. And it's my turn this time, y'all. Y'all, we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are back.
Hey.
With the...
Yay.
Wow. We're back to talk to you guys about food.
Hey, that's what we do.
That's the energy I'm bringing.
No, don't do that.
No, I'm just joking. So this week we went to Poochie's.
We've been talking a lot about Poochie.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all.
Why would you go there? Poochie's have been around for 30 years on the East Side. That's all I got. That's all the information they have listed.
Okay.
There's not much written about Poochie's.
Right. Right.
They're just a little family-owned 30-year-old restaurant.
Yeah.
Just making
making food.
Pies.
Pies, yes. Pizza pie.
Their menu is huge.
Is it?
Yes. So they have they start out with their Chicago-style favorites, which are Italian beef, Italian sausage, corned beef, blah, 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 blah. Then you go into your sandwiches, which is a steak sandwich, a ribeye sandwich, veal parmesan sandwich.
Veal parmesan?
Yeah. Vesuvio chicken sandwich.
That's probably
then
fine.
We go into burgers, okay? There's like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 8 burgers. Then we go into chicken sandwiches. Then we hit the appetizers.
That's
long
all before
menu of appetizers. And then you have your lunch to go. They got hot dogs. They got grilled cheese sandwiches, Polish sausage, turkey club, just to mention a few. Then we got the pastas, like a dozen pastas. Then they got the dinner specials.
Okay.
Another like 24 items.
Jesus.
Then they have the fried chicken by the bucket.
Now that's interesting.
And then we hit the thin crust pizza. Then you got the specialty pizza. Then you got the pan crust pizza. And then you got this like Chicago style deep dish pizza.
So then you'll be sitting there like, God, dog, what do I want to eat? It basically,
y'all know how I feel about these menus.
Yeah,
I don't even need to say much.
Right. So
I'm pretentious.
You just like the little small but mighty. And now,
I like to know that your cook or chef or whatever you want to call it has mastered that dish. If they're making 75 dishes, I know damn well they don't know how to make every single one of them perfectly.
Right. Now, here's what, so to your point, this is, I'm about to prove your point with this one.
All right. I think they have one person that makes pizzas, so their pizzas are good.
Yeah, the pizzas are fire.
But I think they also
Let's start there.
Yeah.
Compliment sandwich.
The pizza. So we got the sausage cheese pizza. Okay. And then we ordered this appetizer that was a calabrese. I don't know what the
hell. It looked like another pizza.
I thought it was going to be like a flatbread, but it was almost like a whole pizza. The only difference is that one was cut into 8 slices.
Yeah.
The sausage cheese pizza was cut into squares.
Yeah.
Because we got the thin crust. But the appetizer pizza is fresh tomato, fresh basil, and mozzarella cheese. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Good. So I thought, yeah, it was really good. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. I also liked the sausage pizza.
Yes.
That was really good.
That was very good.
We also got 2 other things. We got mozzarella sticks.
Well, the pizza was cut in squares.
Yeah.
So off the top. So that was very good. The other appetizer pizza was cut into triangles.
That's what I just said. Okay. Literally, yeah.
You right.
You said I wasn't even listening.
No.
For me, honest, I don't even listen.
No.
That's fine. Fair. Do you feel like my voice is monotone?
No. I don't. I feel like no.
Do you feel like I need to do some more
pitches,
inflections,
inflection in your voice? You know, maybe. Anyway. So I liked the pizza. Okay.
Okay.
And it was very good. The rain. The rain forced us, you know, to kind of hurry up and eat fast, which is okay.
That's never okay.
You say eat slow, huh?
It's never okay. No matter what the scenario is.
So the pizza was good, very good. Nice size for a medium because we got a medium. Yeah, yep. That was dope.
It's also like not very expensive. The medium thin crust pizza that we got, which is sausage and cheese, was $14.50, which is not that bad.
That's not that bad.
And the family, which is larger than the large, is only $22.
Oh, that's not bad. You don't even need coupon with that. You can afford that. Now, here's the next thing we had. Did you talk about the mozzarella sticks?
No, I didn't. I mentioned them, and then you were like,
my bad. I wanted to talk about
it. Over the conversation.
My bad. Sorry about that.
I'm trying to get these little wrecks out.
little wrecks.
The mozzarella sticks tasted like someone went to Jewel, bought a bag of frozen mozzarella, and popped them bitches in the oven.
They were not bad.
But they did not taste like homemade mozzarella sticks. Like the ones we had at Nick Vito Nick's.
That was different. Those were different.
So, yeah, they just didn't taste like original, right. I guess, for lack of a better word. The cheese was not cheesing.
Okay. It was frozen. It was frozen.
I mean, it wasn't like cold on the inside.
No, it wasn't.
For sure. But it was just like you could tell that it was like pre-made and tossed in the oven.
That's a fact. Now, for entree,
Dario got the
Italian beef combo.
Italian beef combo.
Now, we've talked to the master.
You're not looking at the camera. I'm sorry. You're trying to look him in the eye and say it.
I can't do this to y'all, man. I don't want to look y'all in the eye. I'm going to look you in the eye. We had Italian beef, Chris, on the podcast.
You mean today. Al's beef?
Al's beef, yes. Yeah, Chris from Al's Beef.
Yeah, you said Italian beef, Chris.
Oh, my. The master is what I'm trying to say. Yes. We've had him on here. And, you know, he does this. You know, this is what he does. This is his family does it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This disappointed me immensely. It did. Because we had him on, and I feel almost like I did a disservice. Y'all, I took one bite of it. I took one bite of the combo because I had my eyes say, your Italian beef combo, it's a go for me, right?
Yeah.
You know that.
You love that heart attack inducing shit.
I do. I really do. I took one bite and I said.
You said no. You looked at me and you said no.
I said no. This is not what God intended. You know what I'm saying? This is not the plan he laid out for my life. It's to eat this right now. And so I had to immediately wrap it up and put it back. Now, I'll say this. Here's what made it not my favorite.
Okay.
the beef just wasn't.
Beefing.
It wasn't. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't.
It looked like it was like large strips.
The beef strips were too large. Secondly,
don't be talking about.
If you don't like the curd. No, I'm sure. The au jus sauce.
You don't need to say au jus sauce.
Whatever. The au jus was anything but au jus. I don't know what it was, but that taste on my tongue. I'd rather drink root beer.
Damn.
Than eat that. What I will say is the Italian sausage portion of the combo was amazing.
Really?
That was good. Unfortunately, it had the sauce residue. So I had to mentally get past that hurdle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. However, if they have that sausage
sandwich,
I bet you that bad boy is fire. Here's a quick fix for that Italian beef combo or Italian beef.
They're like, up until this point, we didn't need to know. We didn't know we needed to fix
Well, I'll let you know. Take it off the menu. And that's an easy fix. You just have the Italian sausage. Or, you know, slice the meat up thinner. You know, I don't know. I don't want to make this up. Because that's not what we're here for. We're not trying to. Because I'm sure everything else on the menu is good. Actually, everything else we had was good. You know what I'm saying? But that just right there was disappointing. You know
Did you order yours with gravy or tomato sauce?
I don't know. Shit, I never. I mean, shit. Was it tomato sauce? I just say dip. That ain't no question for.
No. The menu says tomato or gravy sauce. So yes. I'm asking you, right. Was yours with tomato sauce or with gravy?
There's the other issue with it. It's too many goddamn questions. Yeah. Oh, and I wanted sweet peppers on it. The sweet peppers came in a cup, and I had to
manually. Oh, the terror. You know, manually.
I had to put
peppers on your sandwich.
You know? So that's my take
You're
on it.
You're a man of luxury, aren't you?
You know, not luxury. I'm
you
a man.
You like your sandwiches pre-peppered.
I really do. I do. You know?
Yeah.
Al's Beef got me spoiled. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Al's Beef, you don't even need that shit on there. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, Al's Beef is made with love. in a pure heart. No, I don't know. It's just.
It just wasn't for you.
It wasn't for me. And I'm sorry I dragged that on that long.
Yeah.
But I did not like that. Italian beef was good. I mean, the sausage was good, but the pizza was fantastic.
Yeah.
I
mean, it looks like it's very popular. It has great ratings.
I'm sure the hamburger's smacking.
Yeah. I mean, the pizza's really good. I feel very good. It's called Restaurant and Pizzeria, so I would assume most people are ordering the pizza.
Yes.
So
Italian beef is.
Italian beef is their specialty.
It's definitely not.
The pizza's their specialty.
Ain't nothing to think about.
I was trying to dig us out of this. Pizza's their specialty, and they do that well.
Very well. Very well.
So
go there for the pizza.
Look at you wiggling your toes all on the camera. Sorry. Put that shit down.
I just the turmoil that I faced when
you're such a cancer.
Not
the turmoil.
What am I trying to say here?
Trials and tribulations.
None of the
of ordering the
hurt, the agony.
Wow.
Because I had it.
And he's not. He's okay.
Okay. Right. Look. Here you go with this damn.
I mean,
sign
you're acting
shit.
Like a cancer.
And cancer, stand up. We the best sign in the world.
That's hilarious.
Anyway,
that's hilarious that you would say that. Most people will call you toxic.
Because I feel highly of myself.
No.
And my others. and my fellow. Cancer?
You know that people say that cancer men are like not, they're like extremely toxic.
Oh, well, fuck them then. You know
wow,
what I'm saying?
Damn. Don't people's prove thoughts. Them right.
How are we toxic?
I mean, you're not toxic.
Right. So I represent.
All cancer men?
I represent the nation. the nation of cancers.
Wow.
Y'all stand up. Claws up, baby.
Claws up. What is this?
I don't know what's going on.
What is going on?
This is the second week in a row we done went on a tangent because the food been so mid. We need to get back on the street. And honestly, this wasn't all bad.
It wasn't all bad. You just made a choice.
I did. I'm done talking. Again. Second week in a row. I'm done.
All right. Well, you know, on that note.
I'm over it.
If you enjoyed this episode, please send it to someone you like. If you did not enjoy it and you feel like we could do better, don't let us know. We'll just try better next time.
Right, we'll just figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We got it from here. Thank you for the unsolicited advice. I said that if you didn't like it, right?
Damn.
If you don't like it. But, you know, follow us.
Keep supporting.
Sorry if you're from Indiana.
Oh, and we love you if you're from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Eight?
You say eight?
Yeah, that's what they say. That's how they talk.
Wow. All right, we're out.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of 77 Flavors of Chicago. We hope you enjoyed it. If you can, please like, rate, and subscribe to us on all streaming platforms where you listen to podcasts. And we hope you listen soon. We'll catch you back next Monday with a new episode. Bye.